Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham. So Ron Rivera has been fired by Carolina. Second coach this season that has been fired. Jay Gruden, of course, with Washington, got fired way back when. He got fired so long ago that I forgot about it. I got to be honest with you. I didn't see this coming with Ron Rivera. They're 5-7. Cam Newton's hurt. They're playing Kyle Allen at quarterback, for crying out loud. I'm surprised by this news that he gets fired towards the end of the season, during the regular season.
No, I'm not surprised at all, man. With the new ownership aspect of it, coupled with the fact that Cam Newton appears to be done in Carolina, the fact that when you look at Ron Rivera's record as a head coach, he's never had back-to-back seasons of 500. Or better. Now, you also, I think it's a disservice if we don't mention the fact that he did make a run to a Super Bowl. He did have a quarterback that was an MVP at one point in time, and so there was some good. But in this day and age, man, when it's not only you got to be consistent, but it's a what have you done for me lately world more now than it's ever been. You get coaches getting fired in 2 years when they take over a program or take over a team that's been in the dumps, and it does not surprise me at all that he's out.
Yeah, when you look at it, anytime you get a new ownership or new GM or anybody new in a very high decision-making position in an organization, if you're somebody that's a holdover, you have a very, very short leash. And so you get new ownership coming there. And now this season, they're underperforming. They're 5-7. They got a lot of good football players on that team, but you lose your starting quarterback, and you're going to be on out your way out the door. And so it makes sense to me that he got fired. I think he got fired now because they want to get a head start on whoever they're going to bring in there, whether it be a college guy, whether it be somebody else in the NFL. And so I got a question for y'all though. Ron Rivera, is he a better coach than Jason Garrett or no?
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
you say yes.
Ron Rivera, I would say yeah, because he's had an MVP and he's made a run to a Super Bowl.
Is there a chance that Ron Rivera becomes the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
No chance.
No,
he's no not
shot.
Sexy enough.
He's not sexy enough.
No.
Jason Garrett is sexy.
I mean, he's got cachet in Dallas.
Come on, Ginger Nation, baby.
Come on,
the old redheaded Jason white Garrett, guy that used to be a third string quarterback. Hell yeah, we're sexy.
He had name value in Dallas. Absolutely had name value in Dallas.
He had one game.
He was.
He had one game
JB,
on Thanksgiving.
JB, you can't make him sexy. I like where you. I mean, I like where you hit on him. I'm a big fan of a 6'1" ginger red white guys, baby white guys.
Armed.
I mean, I think highly of ourselves, but I'm just telling you, you ain't gonna make Jason Garrett sexy.
Clint sounds like one of those dudes that stand in the mirror and look at him. Like, I'm sexy as hell.
I see you dirty red doing your thing. Why?
Remember those Peyton Manning commercials for DirecTV? He was like, if you like 6'4 quarterbacks with a rocket arm and he's got the mustache and he's talking about Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. But, I mean, the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town, and Garrett was that in Dallas for a long time. But I don't see Rivera going to Dallas. But here's why I think that he's a better coach than Jason Garrett. 76-63 regular season record, but in 9 seasons, he went to a Super Bowl, remember? He went to an NFC Championship game. He won 3 division titles for Carolina as well. So he had pretty good success in those 9 years. Their new owner, Dave Tepper, he issued a release. He says that, I believe this is the best decision for long-term success for our team. I have a great deal of respect for Ron and the contributions he's made to the franchise and the community. I wish him the best. I will immediately begin the search for the next head coach of the Carolina Panthers. How attractive of a job is that if you're a potential head coach?
I think it's real attractive considering who you got in the backfield. I mean, Christian McCaffrey's back there. You got the best running back in the game. You got the most versatile running back in the game right now. And if somebody wants to debate that, he's top 3. Nobody, no, don't get hung up on the details. He is a very, very special player that has a skill set that you 100% build your offense around. It starts with him. Now, they're also in a position where you got to go out there and find the next quarterback. You got to go out there and find whether Cam Newton's done or not. If he comes back for a year and plays for that $19 million tag, whatever it is, if he comes back and plays for one more year, so be it. But nonetheless, you got to go find the next quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And that tells me that the change was made not only for the head to find the next head coach, the next head guy for the organization, but he wants that guy to be able to make the decision of who's going to be taking the snaps with this organization. And so a lot of change in Carolina. I think the timing's good, and we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. I know that's going to be a very, very, since we're throwing the word sexy around, sexy position. That the head coach job at Carolina is very, very impressive. I think a lot of people will want that job simply because Christian McCaffrey is where this offense starts and stops.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an attractive destination. I think first and foremost, it's the fact that the Carolina Panther fan base, the fact that they have two states that buy into that organization, to that team. You have North Carolina and South Carolina. You have fan support. You're going to be able to bring in your quarterback. You're going to be able to draft and bring in your guy, because everybody knows that Cam Newton is basically on the way out the door. I'd be very surprised if he's the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers next year. And then, like you said, Christian McCaffrey is a big-time player that you can build around. I think those are the biggest reasons why it would be an attractive destination. And you'll have an opportunity to compete with the big boys, I think, in a very, very short period of time. They have some young talent on that defensive line. They have some young talent around that roster. And so I think it definitely would be an attractive destination.
The Panthers have announced that Perry Fuel will be the interim head coach. Offensive coordinator North Turner will transition to special assistant. And then quarterbacks coach Scott Turner, no nepotism there, will serve as the offensive coordinator for Carolina in their last four games of the year. Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy DeBrand, I'm telling you that Ron Rivera has been fired. You care to go ahead?
No, I was going to say Carolina projected right now has got the number 12 spot in the draft. So there's your spot. There'll be a couple of quarterbacks available. There'll be a couple of pass rushers available. There'll be some special players available in that top 15. To where they'll have they may slide now since the head coach is gone, but that right now they're projected to pick number 12.
Yeah, they might want to tank to make it a little more attractive for that draft pick for a new head coach. Like you said, Christian McCaffrey's there, so they have some pretty good pieces. I'd imagine that they would want to go in a different direction. Who knows with Cam Newton? Do you want to know what the odds are for the next coach that might be fired during the regular season?
Yeah, sure.
Pat Shurmur, -400 for the Giants. Doug Marrone, -350 for Jacksonville. Jason Garrett at -200 for Dallas. And then you have Dan Quinn and Matt Patricia that are even at +200. Do you think there's a team out there that would benefit from firing their head coach right now, either to get a head start on the coaching search or for other reasons?
I think Jason Garrett would. I think the Dallas Cowboys would benefit. I think because they still got a chance to run. And I know when a coach gets fired, a lot of times it gives the team a shot in the arm. It all of a sudden you've got different leadership, tweak the schedule a little bit. You shake up the monotony of every single day. And I know the Cowboys right now are winning the division, but I guarantee you that it's stale as hell over there in Valley Ranch. I guarantee you that the schedule, showing up to the same old song and dance, you hadn't beaten a team above 500 this year, and the same old schedule, I guarantee you, is wearing on them cats, man. And so I think that's one where a change at head coach would be good. I think it would be one that would give a very talented team a shot in the arm to hear a new voice and tweak the schedule up and add a little bit of fire to that organization. I think the one on that list that to me that I think it baffles me a little bit is Shurmur in New York.
Yeah, Shurmur is a good coach when he was in Cleveland. He kind of got a raw deal there, and they ended up making him, like, firing him early in his tenure. I think he only played, I don't think he was the coach there for one season, and he had a good year, and then they let him go. It was either 1 or 2 years, but people liked him there. And when he got to New York, you look at the situation, they forced Eli Manning upon him. And so, you know, I think that entire situation there is just kind of shady, and organizationally they have issues there. I don't think it has to do with Pat Shurmur, the coach, but I'm surprised that Freddie Kitchens is not on this list. Like, how does he not make the top six?
He's on it, but his odds are much lower, +1,000.
Which is crazy to me.
He's below Freddie. He's below Doug Peterson.
Out of every coach that you named on that list, his team has more talent than every last one of those other teams.
More than the Eagles?
Yes, for sure. Think about the Eagles. I mean, they have more talent than the Eagles right now. You got to think the Eagles have a lot of injuries. They have half of their receivers out. Like, and even if you put if you made them healthy, I think the Cleveland Browns have just more talent than a lot of these teams that you're talking about right now. And so I think it's weird that he's not on the list. But when you talk about Jason Garrett, man, when I listened to his press conference the other day, he looks like he's lost, like, confidence. He doesn't have any swagger when he's talking. He doesn't. he feels like he's walking the mile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walking the mile, like he knows that it's over. He's on death row, and he knows that he's just going to play out the string for the rest of the season, and he's going to be done. And if you're a player and you get that vibe from the coach, that's the absolutely worst thing that you could go to work every day knowing that the guy that's in charge doesn't feel like himself. He doesn't have confidence himself, and he feels like he's not going to be there. So that's an issue, and I agree with Clint. Wade, it would make sense to let Jason Garrett go because I think that would help the team this season.
Wade, you know, at every day this team walks in, 70 dudes, hire me, 80 dudes, hire me dudes are on the team. They walk in, the first thing you start your day with is an 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, whatever the hell time it is they go in.
Yeah.
8 o'clock team meeting, and the head coach gets up there and speaks. And what Wade just said is exactly what you see on the TV, and the way he felt when he saw that press conference is exactly what every one of them players feels when they're sitting there going, yeah, this is our head coach.
Yeah.
Do you want your team feeling that way when they're winning the division?
No.
With all that talent, with a chance to make a run in the playoffs? I mean, hell, all you got to do is beat 500 teams, and you get a chance to make a run in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So to me, the Jason Garrett thing is – and I agree that, golly, Freddie Kitchens. You know what's saving them, Wade?
What's that?
The expectations were so blown out of proportion before the season – right, that people are going, oh, well, that's why everybody's down on them. Hell, if they wouldn't have had those expectations, everybody would be down on the Cleveland Browns. That's
see
how
if
bad
he has a
been.
Run in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come get out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.